just believe.
And have faith inside of a mustard seed.
But God make it a part of me.
Cause that's the only way I can please you.
Right, right, right.
Let it come when you're moving, it's right on
time to change.
Follow that, he's the real one, yeah.
Don't play fair, but he play to win.
My soul over everything.
Just I live by faith. Many things try to hinder me, but I just can't let it. I'm too busy trying to live my dreams. I am on my way up. God said it, I believe it, yeah, yeah. I receive it, yeah, yeah. My deceiving faith is all that it takes. I think God, he restored my faith.
KAYTFM
88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, 98.9 Monroe West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles,
and KQJO-FM
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
And teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. As believers, believers are called to go. To move from one place to a place or to a land and teach all nations. And what this tells us is that we are to share the word of God to all who will hear so that their lives might be changed. And then, as believers, we are to follow the example of Jesus in being baptized. This is the process of being immersed in water. And the power of the Holy Spirit comes into our life, indwelling, taking up residence within the believer's heart. As believers, we are actively working according to the words given to the disciples. Jesus gave us a task, not to be stagnant, but to go. Not to sit still in the pews, but to go. To go and make new disciples. Go out and share the word. Go and seek out and search out those who are longing. Go and to find those who need a word for such a time as this. And secondly, Antioch, as a unified church, we are a caring community of Christians. A caring, caring community of Christians. We have the responsibilities for looking after those who have been disenfranchised, those who are hurting, those who are seeking out help. As a caring community of Christians, we are to share what we have with those who are in need or those who are less fortunate than us. Wherever Jesus went, my brothers and sisters, he could be found helping those in need. And that is what we as Christians should be doing. We should be following the examples of Christ. When we are following the examples of Christ, we are doing those things that please the Father. That's a unified effort. As we continue to march towards our kingdom and march towards the presence of the Lord. Thirdly, Antioch, as a unified church, we have a personal relationship with the Lord. And what it tells us is that Jesus came into this world to personally seek and to save those who were lost. He came into this world to personally seek and to save those who were lost. I shared with the church and me on other occasion how today we accept the Lord as our personal Savior. We repent of our sin. We accept the Lord. Our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Why? Because Jesus has already paid a price for us. Jesus came after each one of us personally. His love for us was unconditional, for he looked far beyond our many faults and our frailties, and he saw our need. Many of us are saying to us, well, Pastor, I'm not ready yet because I haven't given up all the things in this world. And the Lord is simply saying to you, come as you are. We don't all get salvation the same way. My salvational walk was different from yours. And yours will be different from mine. But it's all the same. Salvation is a gift. So many times we try to work for our salvation. And I have shared that salvation is a gift. A gift that God has given us through the atonement of Jesus. He died for us. And what's great about that death was that he said, Father, forgive them. And if you take that them out and put your name in there, Father, forgive Reverend Mathis, for he know not what he does. Put your name there. Jesus was praying for you and I. And he asked the Father to forgive you and I for our sins. And he went to that rugged cross called Calvary. He suffered and he died, and the price was paid. Past tense. It was paid. And now that we are saved, this work that we do now is part of a reward system that we will receive when the Lord returns to receive each and every one of us. What will your reward look like in a unified church? What will your work look like in the presence of the Lord? How many times have you gone out of your way to help someone? How many times have you faithfully committed yourself to studying God's word? How many times have you faithfully done what you know is right according to what Jesus commanded the disciples to do? What is your works like? And what is your unity in the church like? Are we aligning ourselves up with the words, pastor, according to God's infallible word? Or are we waiting to see something else? Jesus paid it all for you and I. He personally came to save us from our sin. And because of that, we as believers are to have a personal relationship with him. Link up with him. Unite with him. Then Antioch, we are told that as a unified church, we are to evangelize. Or we are to witness. Any witnesses in the house? We are to witness or go after those who are lost. How many times have you gone after those who are lost? Domestically, internally. Or how many times have you gone to foreign lands as well to go after those who need saving, who need a word from the Lord? My brothers and sisters, I have shared with you on many occasions that I've been given opportunity to do missionary work in foreign lands. Many of you know the story. I had an opportunity to go to the Caribbean, many places in the Caribbean. And then I had an opportunity to go to South America. And I saw some of the things there that was unimaginable to the eye, where we saw people eating food out of trash cans and literally playing and bathing and drinking out of black water, not brown water, not dark colored water, but black water. And I began to understand how blessed we are as a nation and what God has given us in spite of all of the things that we may see as a deterrent or issues or problem. When you have gone and done missionary work in what is called, quote, third world nation, third world countries, and you see how they live in reference to how we live, you will understand that we have absolutely, undeniably, and explicitly nothing to complain about. For if we were placed there and they were placed here, that would be a shout of hallelujah, praise the Lord, and we would be crying out in the wilderness. The Lord knows what he is doing and what he is up to. My brothers and sisters, I had an opportunity to go to Italy and share, and the Lord laid upon my heart a word for the people. This is a time for unity, not a time of disunity. Regardless of what we may see, regardless of all the unusual, chaotic situation, it is not a time for strife. It is a time for unity in the body of Christ. And then Antioch, as a unified church, there's a process of edification. Edification. We as believers should understand God's word. And in 2 Timothy 2:15, it states for us to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman which need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. How many are really studying? Or is it only left up to pastors and